This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A major announcement by U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy regarding negotiations over raising the country's debt ceiling.
After weeks of negotiations, we have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
McCarthy emphasized that the deal may not be absolute. The text has to be finalized and submitted to members of Congress and voted on, which he believes will occur by Wednesday. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Sunday ordered stronger border security to ensure fast Russian military and civilian movement into Ukrainian regions now under Moscow control. Speaking to the Border Service, a branch of Russia's Federal Security Service, on their Border Guard Day holiday, Putin said the task was to reliably cover the lines in the vicinity of the combat zone. Attacks inside Russia have been growing in intensity in recent weeks. Residents of the Ukrainian capital marked Kyiv Day Sunday, the city's birthday, after overnight drone attacks. Ukraine says its military, equipped with improved Western-supplied air defense systems, successfully intercepted and destroyed at least 40 drones launched by Russia. However, Kyiv's mayor said falling debris killed one man and injured a woman. Typically, Kyiv Day is filled with street fairs, live concerts, and more, celebrated on the last Sunday of May every year, marking the city's founding. Despite the airstrikes this year, Ukrainians kept up their spirits, with one man saying the drones are like morning coffee and night drone attack, and one woman saying there was a drone attack last night, but she's going to keep running and not allow Putin disrupt her life. This is VOA News. The United States and Saudi Arabia are calling on warring sides in Sudan to extend a ceasefire due to expire Monday. A joint statement early Sunday noted that the current ceasefire was imperfect, referring to repeated bouts of fighting since the ceasefire went into effect. The current truce will expire at 9:45 p.m. local time Monday. The statement asked for Sudan's military government as well as the rival paramilitary rapid support forces to continue negotiations. Residents reported sporadic clashes Saturday in parts of Omdurman, Khartoum's adjoining city, where the army's aircraft were seen flying over the city. The polls have closed in Turkey for a presidential runoff election. Incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is seeking a third term and is seen as the frontrunner after narrowly missing victory in the first round. VOA's Dorian Jones reports.
Voting was brisk at an Istanbul ballot station in the Kadıköy neighborhood. Incumbent Recep Tayyip Erdogan and challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu said at last-minute rally Saturday that turnout will be key to the outcome of the presidential poll. With Erdogan seeking a third decade in power, Bora, a voter who only wanted to be identified by his first name, said democracy itself is on the ballot.
Halkın kendi kendini yönetmesi, yani cumhuriyet.
He said, people's rule, the republic, these are values we have come here to defend. For 20 years, this government has only been trying to lead us to a legitimate monarchy, trying to make the parliament dysfunctional. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Oman's ruler arrived Sunday in Tehran for talks with Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi and other top officials, state television reported. Sultan Haitham bin Tariq was officially welcomed by Raisi at the capital's palace, state media said. The Sultan's visit followed an official invitation by the Iranian president. It is his first visit to Iran since he ascended the throne. Oman has a long record of being a key broker between Iran and the West amid volatile regional tensions. The European Union has been at the forefront of the fight against climate change and the protection of nature for years, but it now finds itself under pressure from within to pause new environmental efforts amid fears they will hurt the economy. With the next European Parliament election set for 2024, some leaders and lawmakers are concerned about antagonizing workers and voters with new binding legislation and restrictive measures and are urging the 27-nation bloc to hit the brakes. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.